Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 6:30 this morning, 68 degrees now. With water flowing at twice its normal speed, the Arkansas River is closed, and officials are warning people to stay out of the water.
With high water and a fast-moving current, the Arkansas River is not the place to be right now. Deputy Fire Chief Stuart Bevis tells KSN News the water is flowing at up to 9 miles per hour.
Somebody might jump in the river, and if you immediately get up against something, like a submerged log or something, you may be pinned and can't even come back up.
Bevis says that it's the kind of water that packs a serious, dangerous punch. The city has closed the river to all activities until the water is able to calm down. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The Sedgwick County Commission held a special meeting yesterday.
Last week, the commission requested that the city of Derby turn on two water wells near 95th Street South and Hillside for 60 days to help in dewatering efforts. Homeowners in this area have had considerable basement flooding in the past 2 months, thanks to record rains which raised the water table. The wells would pump water out of the ground to help alleviate the flooding and pump it into the Arkansas River. Several people signed up to speak at the meeting. Commissioner Jim Howell made a motion to rescind last week's motion and instead made a new motion to approve $15,000 to Derby to turn on the wells until the funds ran out. That motion failed 2-3. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
Police say a gunman and two others are dead in a shooting at a Northern California Ford dealership. The gunman opened fire Tuesday evening at the Ford store in Morgan Hill, southeast of San Jose, in the San Francisco Bay Area. Sergeant Bill Norman says police answering a report of shots fired found a man dead on the floor near the service bays. Norman says the man had a gun in his hand. Two other men were found dead inside a building. They were believed to have been dealership employees.
Police have released surveillance pictures of Mackenzie Look, the missing nursing student from the University of Utah who disappeared more than a week ago.
Investigators say it appears she did not talk to anyone at the airport before taking a rideshare to a park miles from her home in the middle of the night. That's where she was met by a mysterious person police are now trying to identify. Here's Assistant Police Chief Tim Dowd.
After discussions with her family and friends, we see no indication that she has gone off the grid before. This kind of behavior is uncharacteristic for her, according to them.
Police have executed a number of search warrants. They say they are going through Lueck's cell phone records and her activity on social media in an effort to determine what happened to her. In Salt Lake City, Utah, Claudia Cowan, Fox News.
The White House has named a new press secretary.
Stephanie Grisham is going to be replacing the outgoing press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders. And, you know, Stephanie Grisham is somebody who has really earned a lot of trust in both the East Wing and the West Wing. She started out working for the campaign in 2015. Then she went on to become Sean Spicer's deputy in the very early days of the Trump administration before moving to the East Wing, where she really developed a reputation for being a fierce defender of the First Lady. That's why the announcement today came from the First Lady herself. And so now, in addition to working for the First Lady, she's also going to be not only the press secretary, but the communications director for President Trump as well.
Fox's Kristen Fisher reporting from the White House.
The final vote is in for San Francisco, which has now become the first major city to impose a ban on a popular product.
Don't bring your vape to San Francisco. They just had a second and final vote Tuesday to ban the sale of e-cigarettes. They're hoping this new law helps stop teenagers from using e-cigs. Some opposed to the new law says it'll make it more difficult to find alternatives to traditional cigarettes. Juul Labs is actually based in San Fran. They say they oppose youth vaping, but the manufacturer also says they're working on a ballot initiative that regulates e-cigarettes instead of an all-out ban. John Saucier, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Well, last night's storm sort of scooted off to the east of us, and that will give us a quiet weather pattern throughout the rest of the week. Sunny, warm, and humid with temperatures in the upper 80s by lunchtime and 92 for our high. Partly cloudy, breezy, 72 tonight. Windy, hot, and humid again tomorrow. Thursday, 92. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now we've got a partly cloudy sky, southeast wind at 8 miles per hour and 68 degrees. Tell you, walking out to my car this morning, it was muggy. It just felt muggy out there this morning. 68 degrees. Today is Wednesday, June 26, 2019. On this date, in 1997, the first Harry Potter novel, Harry Potter and the Philosopher's Stone, by J.K. Rowling, was published in the United Kingdom.
Wow.
Later released in the United States under the title Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. So that was the first one to come. Boy, that's... And the kids have locked into that.
All that's gone on just in the last 22 years.
Yeah, kids locked into that, and a lot of kids started reading things for the first time. Captured by
and
the
adults.
And adults. Harry Potter. And she has written how many books? I can't keep track.
Several.
Yeah. Made a movie or two out of Harry Potter.
More than two.
Or three or four or five or six or seven.
Yeah, keep going. Yeah, that's
almost as many as Rocky, huh?
Pretty lucrative for her.
Sure has. Well, it's a postal mystery that's finally been solved in Hawaii. The U.S. Postal Service says it has found mail that had been stolen more than a decade ago. The family of a deceased postal worker found the mail inside a storage unit and turned it over to officials. The USPS says the stolen mail, which dates back about 13 to 15 years, will be sent to their intended recipients soon, along with an explanation for why it was so delayed.
Yeah, need that electric bill from 2004.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Have you... Officials have not identified the postal worker or the route on which the mail was to have been delivered. Most of it was first-class and priority mail, as well as newspapers and magazines headed for the downtown Honolulu area.
Never got that court summons. Whoops.
Yeah. There you go. Got the mail. There's mail there that's 15 years old. And the United Nations Women's Agency says families around the world can be loving and supporting, but too often are the place for discrimination and violence against women. And home is one of the most dangerous places for a woman. At a news conference to release the report, the UN Women's Executive Director said that is because the shocking pervasiveness of intimate partner violence. And we talk about this, domestic violence, a lot. And we have over the past few years. The report says 137 women were killed by a relative every single day in 2017. In every region, the report says there are concerted efforts to deny women autonomy and the right to make their own decisions in the name of protecting family values. So the United Nations trying to take a look at this and see if there's anything that can be done. But I don't know. Like I said, it's a topic that we talk about with the police department quite a bit. And you go down to cover the Interwatch briefing at City Hall for the police department. And what do those blotter sheets show when regarding to DVDM?
They're all over the place every day.
It's
depressing.
Day. And people.
You look at the arrest charges and just domestic violence. It's just all over the place, all times of the day, all parts of the city.
Yeah.
It's a problem that never ends.
I do try to do an issue show on this at least once a year on our weekend public affairs show. And I remember doing one several years ago where we had two women who were victims of abusive relationships. And talked extensively about it for almost 30 minutes. And I finally asked one of them, I said, so you're apart from this guy now? She said, no. All the things she had been through, she still couldn't shake it, still couldn't get out of it. And she said, apparently she didn't want to. I don't know for sure, but it is an interesting and a very alarming topic. What do we got coming up this morning? We got some things going on in the Steve and Ted Show, as always.
Yeah, of course.
You got some Guns N' Roses tickets?
Yeah, we'll be giving away another pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses in October. We'll give those tickets away sometime before we wrap up at 9 o'clock this morning. So stay tuned for your chance to win those.
In Trust Bank Arena.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking here in the 7 o'clock hour in our talk break there. We're going to talk about, a study on the most patriotic states in the country.
Okay.
And we've got Fox's Tanya J. Powers is going to be with us.
Well, I'm dressed like Uncle Sam today. I'm doing my part.
I've got blue, but I don't have any red. I don't have any white.
Well, you got a blue shirt on. I've got a red shirt. We're getting close.
All right. 6:30, coming up on 6:38 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, despite the grain and soybean futures prices struggling Tuesday and the live cattle trading and closing on the positive side, our feeder cattle futures struggled the entire trading session and closed negative. Now, from April 18th to yesterday, August feeder cattle have dropped $30.07. August live cattle dropped $16.70, and at same time period, December corn has went up 71 cents. Now, Tuesday, the lean hog futures traded and closed positive after the last three sessions of triple-digit losses. Friday at 2 p.m. is a quarterly hog and pig report, as expected to show larger hog numbers. On close yesterday, August live cattle, 82 cents higher, 103.25. August feeders down 45 cents at 131.32, with August lean hogs at $1.95 higher at 76.17. Yesterday, the wheat, corn, and soybeans traded positive and scored new highs for the week, but were still below last week's highs. The closes were mostly negative as they all pulled off their session highs. Friday at 11 o'clock in the morning is the release of the planted acreage and quarterly grain stocks for the grains. We've seen mostly downside overnight. At the moment, September KC wheat's 3 cents lower at 4.75 1/4. December corn down 3 cents at 4.54 1/2, with November soybeans down 3 1/4 at 9.23 1/4. August crude oil trading $1.11 higher at $58.94. August gold down $10.80 at $1,407.90. September S&P 11 3/4 points higher at 29.33 1/2. September dollar index 12 cents lower at 95.76. September Dow Jones futures are up 98 points at 26,660. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, we've been talking this morning about the Arkansas River here in Wichita, and it's the water's way up again after a little brief respite there for a few days, and then the rain came back. So we've got some high water around here. It's kind of dangerous. How about over there in Augusta, in Butler County? How are you doing on water, in high water?
We're okay at the moment. There is water running down the creeks and the rivers, yes. But, last rain we had was about 2.5 to 3 inches back there on Saturday night. I was surprised this morning. There is no dew out on the grass this morning. That was kind of unusual for a change.
It kind of feels muggy as heck, though, doesn't it?
A little bit muggy. I didn't think it was too bad. I thought it kind of felt good.
You okay. Now, what tributaries do you have in Augusta? Excuse me for forgetting what's going on. Do you have a river running there? What if you,
yes, the two major ones on the west side of town, we have the Whitewater River. On the east side of town, we have the Walnut River.
Okay.
The Walnut is the one that empties out of the Laredo Reservoir.
Okay, so you've got one on each side of town, either side of town then, huh?
Yeah, back in the old days when Augusta was discovered, that was probably one of the best things you could think of, locating where there's two sources of water. It's not so good anymore.
Yeah, well, the same thing here, the Wichita Indians were sharp enough to put their big homestead right here in the confluence of the rivers, and it has been troubling for us in Wichita over the years. But, of course, we have the Big Mitch or the Big Ditch there to take care of some of that, but still.
And we also got to remember, we're part of the problem because we go and build a city, we put down asphalt, we put down concrete, we have all these roofs that run water off too, so we cause a lot of runoff, that did not exist when they settled back in the 1800s.
Absolutely. We should probably just leave, pack up, leave town and blow up all these buildings and houses, and then we wouldn't have a flooding problem anymore, huh?
That's right. Go out and pitch a tent.
Back to nature.
Exactly. We'll see how long that lasts.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. It's 6:42 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker. Kindness is magic, says Don. And I'll tell you what, that's so true of Don. Such a kind, sharing.
Is that really Don's theme, or is that Doug Henning calling in with that?
Kindness is magic.
Kindness is magic.
Maybe he's going to make an elephant disappear. Or maybe he's going to make your finances disappear. No. Don Grant, the Money Tracker. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.